Canada after the province of Ontario put out an ad featuring Ronald Reagan radio address from 1987 where he talked about tariffs, how they're bad for American workers. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court today to face mortgage fraud charges brought by the Justice Department. This is ABC News. More than 30 people charged in that illegal sports betting and rigged poker game scandal announced by the FBI on Thursday. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what prosecutors say was happening in those high-stakes poker games.
These victims never stood a chance because everyone around the poker table, except the victim, was in on the scam. As alleged in the indictment, these poker rooms were equipped with X-ray poker tables where you could see the cards face down. There were special glasses and contact lenses that could pick up marks on the cards. There were tainted shuffling decks. All in all, victims lost millions.
In the other case, NBA insiders are accused of using insider information to enter illegal sports bets. Tropical storm Melissa holding steady in the Caribbean. Problems for Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica, but probably not the mainland U.S. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Time to clean out the medicine cabinet and dispose of those old drugs safely. This weekend is National Drug Takeback Day. Here in Green Bay, you have several options to drop off unwanted or expired medications. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can take them to Entrance 2 at Aurora Baker Medical Center, Amplify Health by Bellin across Webster from the hospital's main entrance, or near the emergency department entrance at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. You can find more locations on the Brown County website, as well as year-round drop-off sites. Health officials say leaving old medications at home can be dangerous for children, older adults, and people with mental health or substance abuse disorders. Now's your chance to see that Packers movie everyone's been talking about. Tonight, Bay Park Cinema is hosting a special screening of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will even be there for a Q&A at 6:30. As WGBW News first told you about at the beginning of this month, the documentary follows a passionate group of Packers fans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo. These fans live, breathe, and bleed green and gold, even getting up at 2 a.m. to watch the Packers game. That's game time in Japan, with the time difference. The movie is scheduled to run at Bay Park Square and Green Bay East Marcus Cinemas through Tuesday, October 8th. But the film's director told Nightlight's Pete Schwabe this week it could run longer. Speaking of the Packers, they're heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers, in case you hadn't heard. Titletown's been buzzing about the matchup all week, and last night Rodgers may have added a bit of fuel to the fire by revealing that he does plan to retire as a Green Bay Packer when the time comes. Not a big surprise there. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy confirmed a while back that Rodgers' number 12 will be retired at Lambeau, again, when the time is appropriate. For now, Coach LaFleur has made it clear that the Packers are playing the Steelers on Sunday, not just Aaron Rodgers. But when they do, they'll have a fierce quarterback hunter, Micah Parsons, coming off his personal record 3-sack game last week, with a personal goal to sack Rodgers before the 4-time MVP retires. Should be football at its finest for Sunday Night Football kickoff at 7:20 on NBC. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks tomorrow night. They kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
WGBW. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I
local news and timeless hits. I hope you feel more than all right. I hope you're feeling great on this Friday morning on 97.9 WGBW.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Ba 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 ba. For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Liz Hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. That is Three Dog Night. Big topic of the show yesterday. How did that name come to be? And Dan Marcus has set the record straight. He had some inside scoop. So there's a couple different theories on Three Dog Night, all based on the same origin story. But Van Dyke Parks said that it was not Danny Hutton's girlfriend, June Fairchild, that talked about an article about when it gets cold that you need three dogs to snuggle up to keep warm. He said that he had the idea, but our very own Dan Marcus said, no, no, no. Danny Hutton told Dan Marcus himself, no, it came from his girlfriend, actress June Fairchild. Regardless, I mean, now that we've settled that, we can definitely move on. It was a three dog night for me last night. I finally turned the heat on. I finally broke down. I finally did it. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up sweating and kicking off all the blankets. I'm like, oh, it was too soon. It was too soon.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help.
to see. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for
on 97.9 WGBW, and we'll get you some of that local news from our WGBW newsroom in 5 minutes.
Something's wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, history has turned a page, the miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on, the drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, the grocery store, the supermarket, still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay East High School students, parents, and supporters gathered at Joannie's Park with one clear message: bring back Nico. Nico Sela, the school's football coach, was placed on administrative leave the day before East High School's biggest football game of the year, the 120-year-old rivalry between Green Bay's East and West High Schools. Sela's wife says the allegations against him have to do with giving students ride home and undermining staff to students, according to WBAY. Superintendent Vicki Byers sent a letter to families saying the district respects the students' and community's right to have their voices heard. Byers said the district cannot talk about the situation as it is a personnel matter. State Attorney General candidate Eric Toney made a stop in Green Bay yesterday, just days after he announced his campaign for the position. Toney talked with local law enforcement. Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay endorsed Toney, saying he puts public safety over politics. This is Republican Toney's second run for the office. He lost to Democrat Josh Call, the incumbent attorney general, in 2022. Call announced earlier this month he will seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin, of course, the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in Marion, took the prize this year. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing competition were from our neck of the woods. Carb Liss, No Sugar Cocktail, and Sargento Sliced Cheese, both from Plymouth, were in the running, and Cruiser Yachts, produced in Oconto. The finalists were chosen out of 150 products nominated this year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Local news and timeless hits. A 97.9 WGBW, streaming for you on WGBW.FM.
She stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she.
97.9 WGBW. If you have some old prescription medication laying around, tomorrow is the day to hand it over. Get it out of your medicine cabinet. Where can you do that locally here in the area? Got that coming up next.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Okay.
just a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. Oh, 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 oh.
Say, hey, baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that you give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Dreaming on local news and timeless hits. We are 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Maybe you are doing some daydreaming of all the fun plans that you have this weekend. Hopefully, one of them is to do a little cleaning out of your medicine cabinet at home. And if you have any prescription medication or things you're no longer using, it's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day this Saturday, so you can dispose of them properly and safely. And there is a ton. There are a ton, I should say, of drop-off locations throughout the area. One is close to you, guaranteed, whether it's the Alloway Village Hall, Aurora Hospital, HSHS St. Mary. If you're in Denmark, you can stop by the Denmark Village Hall. Now, some of those are Dropbox locations, so you can just drop at your leisure. Others, a designated time frame event for National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. But here's the website. Just put your zip code in, and it'll tell you the closest location. It's DEA.gov/takebackday.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Insurance consultant Daryl Bernhardt reminds you that the members of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. For veterans not here, may their memory be a blessing. This from Daryl Bernhardt. With the Medicare annual enrollment period season upon us, call Daryl at 920-615-5251, providing two decades of experience.
97.9 at WGBW, and the time is tonight. Game one of the World Series, first pitch at 7 o'clock. Also a big weekend for the Packers, taking on Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 10.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be.
to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we do from men? Can't you stand that?
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
I'm Sherry Preston. The military has now conducted its 10th strike on a suspected drug-running boat. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing that today. At least six people were killed. Rate of inflation up over the past month. Consumer price index showing we're all shelling out more for a lot of things.
Day to day, we're paying more for a lot of the basics. That's what this report shows us. Inflation now up 3% year over year, well above the Fed's target of 2%. Where did we see a rise? Gas prices. Big problem here, up 4%. The highest contributor to inflation last month, food, rent, airfare, furniture, all of those prices moved up last month.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Trade negotiations with Canada abruptly halted overnight. President Trump announcing that on social media. The president angry over an ad put out by the Ontario government using the words of Ronald Reagan, who was speaking out against tariffs in an address from 1987. This is ABC News. For the first time in 5 years, the American Heart Association has revised its guidelines for CPR. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on how it's trying to reflect a troubling reality.
The original CPR guidelines, issued in the 1960s, focused on chest compression and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. While that technique has been refined over the years, this is the first time the Heart Association